We are going to resist. We are going to oppose. These demonstrations you're seeing in the streets, when it's in places last night like Milwaukee and Nashville, not exactly Berkeley and Ann Arbor, all right? This is going to continue tonight and the next night and the next night. And all he has to do is start nominating Rudy Giuliani as Attorney General and things like that, or his Supreme Court. This is going to be a massive resistance. There's already women are calling for a million woman march on the inauguration day, and there is going to be the largest demonstration ever on inauguration day, and there are going to be demonstrations like that. But we're also going to organize. Everything that they were going to do to Hillary, the obstruction that they did to Obama for 8 years, and putting her on trial for impeachment. Let me just say, I was just saying to Lupica there in the room that here's what's going to happen. This is why we're not going to have to suffer through 4 years of Donald J. Trump, because he has no ideology except the ideology of Donald J. Trump. And when you have a narcissist like that, who's so narcissistic where it's all about him, he will maybe unintentionally break laws. He will break laws because he's only thinking about what's best for him.
Aren't you now wishing ill on him instead of...
I don't have to wish ill. He is ill. He is racist. He is a misogynist. He is an authoritarian. This Bertram Gross, a philosopher who's no longer with us, wrote a book in 1980 called Friendly Fascism. And what he said was that the fascism of the 21st century would not be concentration camps and cattle cars and all of that. It would come with a smiley face, maybe even a TV show. Mm. And he would be popular, and he would say all the right things, and people will willingly bring him in and give up their rights even to him. This is what we're facing.